but it'd functionally be a welfare payment. And then Mitt Romney comes in and basically proposes a larger version of that. And then you've got Marco Rubio and Senator Mike Lee, who have been big fans of the child tax credit. And they support a larger tax credit, but they oppose this idea of having it being sent out every month. And then you've got kind of the traditional conservative view on taxes is that, you know, government really shouldn't be picking winners and losers, and there's kind of some resistance to the child tax credit, you know, at all. And so you've got kind of this interesting break going in the Republican Party, and I don't think it's entirely clear how it's going to all play out.
Well, I don't usually quote from your columns because I think your columns speak for themselves, but I want to just one little paragraph. Strip away the rhetorical trappings about tax credits, and what you really have here is a massive expansion of the welfare state. It's a universal basic income for parents. When we come back, we're going to get to the issue of, is that the direction our country is headed? And that is to a universal basic income, whether it be for parents or for the rest of us as well. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, do expect delays on Interstate 15 southbound near Prim pretty much throughout the day. Those backups begin around mile marker 16 into California on Interstate 15 southbound as commuters head home after a long holiday weekend here in southern Nevada. Also expect some heavy volumes, Interstate 11 west at Horizon. Moderate flows on the 515 as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl right now. 515 west at Charleston, you'll tap the brakes there. 515 east at Las Vegas Boulevard. And the road work continues on St. Rose Parkway westbound between the 215 and Las Vegas Boulevard.
The world-famous Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. Spring training set to get underway this week. Major League Baseball set to play a 162-game schedule. Pitchers and catchers due to report by Thursday.
Lou Williams with a game-high 8 assists. Feeds Beverly for the corner 3. And give him another one. Patrick Beverly. Cash money from the land of the 3. Lou Williams with 9 assists.
Clippers radio with the call. 128-111. The final over the Cavaliers on Sunday. LA's 20-8 with the win. Lou Williams led the scoring with 30 points. He added 10 assists. Three-game winning streak for the Clippers, who sit 2.5 games out of first place in the West. LeBron James just missed a triple-double, but the Lakers fell 122-105 at Denver. James with 22 points, 10 rebounds, 9 helpers. This update brought to you by the Score app. Download the free Score app today. It's one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
Macy's Star Money Bonus Days are happening now. It's a special time when Star Rewards members earn bonus points and get to their next reward faster. You'll get $10 in Star Money for every $50 spent with your Macy's card, or $10 in Star Money for every $100 spent as a Bronze member. So go on and shop the sweetest gifts for them, then earn Star Money for yourself. Now through February 15th, Macy's Star Rewards. It's how we love you back. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for exclusions and details.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stefan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stefan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour, live and local, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Victor Jakes joining us, as he does every Monday, even on national holidays, even on President's Day. Good to have him with us. I want to ask you about the universal basic income, because it was mentioned in your column this weekend. And I want to ask you, it's the Andrew Yang thing. I think he wanted to do $2,000 or maybe $1,000 per American, and you'd get it every month just for being alive, just for breathing. Is there a future? I mean, I keep seeing this in different forms when we start talking about, you know, $1.9 trillion giveaway deals. Is that the direction we're headed?
Well, I think there's going to be a greater and greater push for it. I mean, the appeal is obvious. Free money. I mean, that's what it is. It's you get money just for existing. And, you know, obviously the biggest concern about it is, well, how do you pay for it? And we've reached a point, unfortunately, where that concern isn't often a pressing one, even for Republicans. I mean, I think one of the things Donald Trump found is, you know, he could run as a big spender, and he didn't get that much pushback within the party. Now, hopefully Republicans will kind of rediscover their the need for fiscal discipline now that they're not the ones doing the spending, but you know, when you have this belief from half the country that, look, you can just, you know, print money and invent money without any negative effects, you know, arguing against something like universal basic income becomes a lot harder.
Is there going to come a time when we're going to print so much money that our money's not going to be worth anything? I mean, are we getting to that point?
I mean, I'm very concerned about inflation. I think, you know, if you're watching what's happening, I don't know how you're not concerned about inflation. I mean, just look at the money that's been spent to combat the pandemic. And, you know, you could say, well, it's a global pandemic. The government shut everything down. You got to do something. Well, okay, maybe you got to do something. But we've been, you know, blowing out the spending for decades. And at some point, it's going to catch up to you. It just is. I mean, you just can't keep going forever and expect that it's going to be okay or everything's going to stay the same. And so, yes, I am worried about inflation. I am worried about the need to print money. You know, we seem to be in the minority on that.
Today, of course, is the day that the governor loosens the strings a little bit, just a tiny bit, from 25% to 35% capacity for bars and restaurants. Is it going to make a difference? I had one bar owner, independent bar owner, who said it's going to amount to a person and a half. That's what's going for his place, going from 25% to 35%. A person and a half. Is that going to make a difference on the bottom line?
Well, it's something. I mean, I think that's what you know, business owners are kind of realizing is, you know, we're not Florida, unfortunately. Our governor isn't trying to find a balance. In large part, he's just kept the state shut down. He's kept it shut down, I think, much longer than the evidence justifies. And, you know, the problem is he says, oh, he's putting us on a path back to 50% and local control by May 1st. But, you know, if there's any sort of uptick in the viruses, everyone knows that he's just going to come in and Bigfoot it again. And so I feel horrible for business owners because they've had to endure a lot. And, you know, the governor gets out there and says, oh, well, I've got this $10,000 grant program. It's like, great, you know, for most businesses, that's probably, you know, a day or two of expenses, and they've been shut down for almost a year. So, you know, it's a nice photo op, but it's not much for when it comes to the substance of it. You know, the best thing to do would be to reopen Nevada, tell everyone what the risk factors are, the vaccines available for people who are older, and hopefully be available for more people soon, and get the state open.
Do you see us, now I know originally we were like either dead last or second to last in per capita doses going into the arms of people. Do you see that situation improving?
I think it has improved. I think we're closer to the middle of the pack, which is good. I think, you know, the more vaccines, especially for people who are you know, over 70, over 60, you know, you look at the Nevada statistics, I think close to three-fourths of the people who've died have been over 60. So, you know, I certainly understand people who are hesitant about the vaccine and the concerns. But, you know, if you're over 60, you know, you got to start looking at what's on the other side of the ledger, too. And it's a lot different than if someone's 25 and saying, you know, look, this is the cold for me, versus if someone's 70. I mean, it's very serious if you catch it and you're in that elder, and if you're older.
Let me just ask you, this is tomorrow beginning week three of the Nevada legislature. Did anything get done in the first 2 weeks? Anything of importance?
Well, they funded the legislature.
That's good. That's important.
That's good or bad, depending on how you look at it. They passed this $10,000 grant program for, I think, 4,600 businesses. You know, they signed that. You're going to hear all about that when Sisolak runs for re-election. You know, this is how he was out there, and he was helping businesses with expenses. And, you know, I mean, just talk about something that's a PR stunt. I mean, it's good policy, but I mean, it's a PR stunt.
Speaking of PR stunts, tomorrow, Clark County Commission and others will talk about renaming McCarran International Airport Harry Reid International Airport. I hate the idea. I despise the idea. I like the idea that some have floated that we just need to, you know, use the brand Las Vegas International Airport. What about you? Where are you on this thing? Should any one person, even a divisive political figure, be the name on the airport?
You know, I mean, my bigger concern about this is that, you know, we have this standard of, you know, Pat McCarran should be canceled because he was xenophobic or anti-Semitic, and those things appear to be true. I mean, he appeared to hold some pretty vile views. But the airport is not named after him because of those views. The airport is named after him because he played a large role in the development of air travel across the whole country, and the creation of Nellis Air Force Base, and the creation of the airport itself. And so if we get into this idea that we are going to start, you know, stripping people off of things because not because of their accomplishments, because of their flaws, there's really no end, because people are flawed. And Harry Reid, of all people, you know, has just as many flaws as other folks. And so, you know, and it's so funny, this is coming from the Democratic Party, because if you're really going to hold this standard, well, what was the party of slavery? What was the party of the South? It was the Democrat Party. So until you cancel yourself as Democrat, I don't think you should be changing the airport.
Do you think there are enough votes to do it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you just look at the tea leaves and you look at all the people who've come out, all the, you know, major Democrat elected officials who've come out. That tells me the fix is in, and then they know it's going to be more of a coronation than an open discussion. And obviously they're rushing it because I think it is the kind of thing that gets people really fired up. I mean, you talk about 2022 and the election cycle. I mean, even something like this, I think is something where Republicans are just going to be furious about it. They're going to be wanting to get out and vote. It's an easy way to motivate people. But I do think it's going to pass, yeah.
Does the possibility of using the brand that we spend, you know, gazillions of dollars to promote every year to the 43 million people who come through McCarran International Airport, does the notion of just using Las Vegas International Airport I mean, is that unappealing to you?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, my bigger concern is kind of more just a philosophical concern about, you know, going back and saying that this person needs to be removed from, you know, from public monuments because, I mean, George Washington held slaves. You know, get rid of him. I mean, certainly we could all agree that holding slaves is you know, worse than, you know, saying racist things. I think you know, we would agree on that. And so if we're getting rid of McCarran, I mean, how do you have the Washington Monument? How do you have Washington, D.C.? But, you know, look, if the city or the county wanted to say, look, this is a branding opportunity and we're going to do Las Vegas International, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I think that makes sense in a lot of ways.
It's going to be interesting to see. We may know tomorrow. And if Victor, if you're right, I think it's going to be a sad day if indeed we go this way, because he was and is a divisive political figure. And how do you name an airport after somebody that half the people in the community dislike? It just doesn't make any sense. And then you got to go to your argument, which is, should we be doing this at all? Or should it remain McCarran International Airport? I don't know.
Well, you know, I think if they really wanted to name an airport after Reed, they should just name the one that's going to be developed down in Ivanpah or wherever it is south of Las Vegas. You know, the airport that's going to come in 10 years. If you want to name that after Reed, I mean, he's not my favorite guy, obviously, but, you know, go ahead. He did a lot for the state. But, you know, I just am really against this going back into history and picking people out and saying, you know, not based on your accomplishment. We didn't recognize McCarran because he was, you know, anti-Semitic. We recognized him because he had all these big policy accomplishments that shaped air travel. And those are achievements worth recognizing. And I just think it's a mistake to go back like Democrats, you know, and the left does with so many people and say, well, you know, he did some things that we don't like. And even the things that they're right in saying that he was wrong about. Therefore, get rid of him.
Well, we'll see. Maybe as early as tomorrow. Victor Jakes, thank you so much for doing what you always do, but especially on a President's Day 2021. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again next week. How about it?
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
All righty, there you go. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up top of the hour, Tom Roberts, Assemblyman, District 13. The legislature, I believe, is off today, but he's working. We'll find out what he's working on. Also, Jeff Motley, a friend of mine and the Vice President of Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They got a race coming up. We just had Daytona, which was, God, it ran like forever because of rain and rain delays and red flags and all kinds of stuff like that. We'll talk with Jeff Motley coming up about 4:30. And Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union, Local 872, will join us. And we'll talk about what lies ahead for our city, our county, and our state. Now that the strings are being loosened a little bit, going from 25 to 35 and some of the other things. I don't need reservations at my local bar and grill to get dinner. I mean, that's just crazy. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It is President's Day. It is a Monday on Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at calmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's calmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dog fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-20.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong. She can sail, she can do more. Like build a rocket and watch it soar. Clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh, she can sail, so can you. Find a cure, invent something new. There's no challenge in the world that she can't face. She can sail.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So just how much money will Governor Sisolak and state government have to spend? A lot of that's going to be determined by our next guest, Tom Roberts, Assemblyman from District 13. He's on Ways and Means, and they deal with the budget. And there are a lot of people going around saying that we've got a essentially a fiscal crisis. There are others who disagree with that and say we got plenty of money. And we don't need a tax increase, and we don't need to raise more funds. The governor came out in his State of the State and said essentially no new taxes. What he did not say was that they would not increase current taxation. It's stuff that's supposed to either go away, be sunsetted. We'll see what comes up. But Tom Roberts will join us in just a couple minutes. I need to take another break. We'll do that and come right back. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. The consultation is absolutely free. They are my insurance agents. Call 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Tom Roberts, assemblyman from District 13, and we'll find out when the legislature comes back, the 81st Nevada legislature comes back from President's Day, what will the marching orders be relative to the budget? He should know, because he's on Ways and Means, and they're the people that deal with the budget. Also, a little bit later on, about 4:35, Jeff Motley, an old friend and a guy that's been around a long time, the Vice President of Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway, will tell us what the governor has planned for that event that's coming up in March. It is like the third major event on the NASCAR calendar, and we'll find out if we're going to actually have fans in the stands or not. A plan, I guess, has been submitted, but we don't know if it's been, shall we say, accepted by the governor. We'll talk about that. And also later on, Tommy White will join us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. And we'll find out if the governor's latest edict You know, going from 50% occupancy to 35%. You know, a lot of people say it's not much. And in fact, one bar owner said it's like a person and a half is what it means to my small business. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news